Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Unfair Advantage Show. Dr. Jim Harris, Mike's side, helping you learn to unleash your unfair competitive advantage in business, and that is the power of Holy Spirit. I want to remind us that our show is sponsored by Jesus Christ CEOs. Go to jcceos.com to join the Institute, but also jcceos.tv. Download the JCCEOs TV app, where you can watch my show and a variety of other shows of CEOs speaking on business, for business, to CEOs on what Jesus is doing in business. So we want to continue to thank our friends at the Jesus Christ CEO Movement for sponsoring this TV show and for going blasting it worldwide as we teach people what Jesus is doing in business around the world. Today's show on the Unfair Advantage is entitled 20 Keys for Your Supernatural Business Harvest. 20 Keys for Your Supernatural Business Harvest. We're going to look specifically at Luke 5. If you're following me, not while you're driving, but if you're sitting down, open up your Bibles to Luke 5. And I am going to pull 20 keys. I actually call them revelations. 20 keys that I've learned through Luke 5, verses 1 through 9, on how to prepare ourselves to receive a supernatural business harvest. So I hope you're ready to take notes and listen carefully. This is a show you'll probably want to listen to two or three or four times. So we're going to jump into Luke 5, verse 1. We know the stories, but let's go verse by verse and let's glean the revelations, the keys within each of these verses for supernatural business harvest. Luke 5, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading out of the New King James today. Luke 5, 1 and 2. So it was as the multitude pressed him, Jesus, to hear the word, to hear the word of God, that he stood at the lake and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. So here's the situation. Jesus is in a town. He's in Capernaum. He's at the Sea of Galilee. He's already been teaching some, and he saw these boats. Now, what does that those two verses tell us? Number one, people desire to hear the word of God. I know you desire to hear the word of God. It all starts there. Your supernatural business harvest begins with listening to shows like this, reading your Bible, attending your local church assembly, but it begins with a desire to hear the word of God. You've got that one down. That's the first key to a supernatural business harvest. And out of these two verses, there's another key. Jesus is watching you even if you don't see him. Did you notice what the verse said? He said he saw the two boats standing by the lake and the fishermen went off to the sides cleaning their nets. They were not in the boats. Jesus was watching what these business people were doing, and the business people didn't even know he was watching them. So key number one, that people desire to hear the word of God. Key number two, Jesus is watching, which is a good thing, even if you don't see him. Let's go on to verse three. Then he, Jesus, got in one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked Simon to put it out a little bit from the land. And he sat down and he taught the multitude, some versions say crowds, from the boat. He had already been teaching in and around the Sea of Galilee. And now there were multitudes on the hills of the Sea of Galilee where they were. And he asked Simon, let me use your boat, cast me out a little bit. And he began teaching. So what can we learn from that in terms of a supernatural business harvest? Number three, Jesus steps into your boat even if you don't ask him. He asked Simon to step into Simon's boat. Now, this was before his resurrection. Post-resurrection, Jesus lives inside of you. Wherever you walk in your company, wherever you walk in your business, Jesus is already there. You haven't asked him. He's in you. He's already there with you. Simon didn't have that at that time. But another key, just to remember, Jesus is always with you in every business situation. Key number four. Jesus only spoke to Simon, not his partners. We'll get to who those partners are a little bit later. Jesus only spoke in this situation to Simon. When you're at work, when you're doing your work, whether you have a solo entrepreneurial business or you're in the front line, the top line, and middle management, there will be times when Jesus only speaks to you. Holy Spirit will only speak to you, not your partners, not your colleagues. It happened to Daniel. It happened to Esther. It happened to Joseph. It happened to many, many, many heroes of the Bible. So don't be surprised when Jesus speaks to you specifically to ask you to do something, not only for your behalf, but also for His. Don't expect everybody else to hear it. And if you want to learn more about how that means, make sure you're learning that you're really hearing the voice of God, go back to the Unfair Advantage book, Our Unfair Advantage, and seek a witness, how to gain a witness that this is what I sense I'm hearing. Do you sense the same thing? Go back to season one. You can learn more about how to seek that witness. So number four, Jesus only spoke to Simon, not to the partners. Don't be surprised if He only speaks to you. Key number five, to your supernatural business harvest. What did Jesus do in the boat? He taught the people. They desired to hear the word, number one. Jesus is watching even if you don't see Him. He steps into a boat, really if you want to call it, He steps up on the platform, if you will, in a traditional church behind the podium. He only spoke, in this case, to Simon. And number five, Jesus is ready to teach you what you need to know. Whatever He taught those crowds, we don't know how long He taught, not even sure what He taught. But whatever He taught, the people were willing and ready to hear this preacher, this rabbi. He had just come out of the desert a few weeks earlier, so he was just beginning his Galilean ministry, and the people were ready to hear what He had to say. I know you're ready to hear what He had to say. Once again, you wouldn't even be following me on this show and the other shows on the JCCEO TV platform. So that's the fifth key to a supernatural business harvest, that you keep being ready to be taught by Jesus. He'll teach you what you need to know. Now, let's go into verse 4. Those seem pretty fundamental. Those seem pretty basic. But now we're going a little bit deeper. We're stepping closer to that supernatural business harvest. But these are the ways to get there. Call it a pathway. Call it keys. I like to call it keys to step into your supernatural business harvest. Luke 5. Verse 4, when Jesus had stopped speaking, He said to Simon, here we go. Now we're getting ready to move toward the supernatural. He said, Simon, launch out into the deep and lay down your nets, plural, lay down your nets, plural, for a catch. Now, side note, when you study the Bible, I encourage you to study different versions of the Bible, different translations. This verse and the next verse are very important when it comes to the nets. In the King James, the New King James, Young's Little Translation, many translations have that verb, that word nets, in the plural, not the singular. So what can we learn from this verse? Key number 6. Often Jesus tells us to do something that sounds ridiculous. Now, when we go to verse 5, you'll see why. We're kind of jumping ahead, but right now, from what Simon had been doing, we know, skipping ahead, he'd been fishing all night and caught nothing. We know the story. But let's just stay with this verse at this time in that moment. From Peter's viewpoint, from Simon's viewpoint, Jesus was asking something that really was ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. When you start stepping toward a supernatural business harvest, it may sound ridiculous to you, but don't stop. If it's truly Jesus telling you to do it, something good's going to happen. Key number 7. This is going to challenge some of you, as it's challenged me. And I've got a story, if I have time to get to it at the end of the show, of a recent supernatural harvest at Dr. Jim Harris Ministries. I hope I have time to get to it. If not, we'll get to another show. Key number 7. Catching a big harvest for you requires that you go into deep waters of your sphere of influence. You're not going to catch a huge amount of fish playing in the shallow end of the pool, playing in the kiddie pool. You're going to need to be taking risks, going places you probably are not familiar with, or doing things maybe you've already done in a new way when Jesus says, now go do it again. You need to go into the deep waters to catch a supernatural business harvest. So if it sounds ridiculous, key number 6. Number 7, combined with that, Jesus may be asking you to go deeper and further than you've ever gone before. Hold that thought. If you're not willing to go that far, then you're not going to catch your supernatural business harvest. Key number 8, right out of Luke 5:4 again. Jesus may want you. In fact, I suggest he perpetually wants you to cast out multiple nets, plural, coming back to the nets, plural, to cast out multiple nets to catch your supernatural harvest. Well, just think of what Jesus did. He didn't just sit in one town and ask everybody to come to him. He didn't just sit in Capernaum and say, everybody come to me, come to church, come see me. He went out to and caught fish all over Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Galilee. He went to multiple places. He was casting out his nets. In today's language, those nets could be possibly social media platforms. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, particularly those of us of Christian faith, because just like this, we could be canceled. That's the truth. We could be canceled. I'm very conscious of that now more than ever, because now as I'm beginning to get some platforms, people around the world are starting to respond to the Unfair Advantage show, because we're speaking on literally not only Holy Spirit, but the supernatural nature of God in business. Not everybody wants to hear that. Not every platform is willing to accept that. So we're expanding some of our platforms. That's just one example of one thing you might want to consider. There's many other ways in terms of casting out your nets, what it might be, local groups to be a part of, local groups not to be a part of, associations, business associates. There's a variety of ways nets could be included here. Here's the point. One net, putting all your eggs, if you will, trying to catch all your fish in one net may not be enough. So ask the Lord, where do you want me to cast my nets? Now, we're going to stay on this nets for just a couple more minutes because this is critical. The next verse, we just read Luke 5, verse 4, lay out your nets, cast out your nets, plural. Now, Luke 5, 5. Let's contrast that to Luke 5, 5. But Simon answered and said to Jesus. Now remember, Jesus said, launch out in the deep, cast out your nets. Now we all know what Simon answered here. He says, Master, Rabbi, teacher, we've toiled all night and we caught nothing. The sentence before, Jesus said, cast out, go deep. Simon already been out there all night. They caught zero, caught nothing. So when Simon first heard that, it sounded ridiculous. He wants me to go into maybe deeper waters than I usually do. This is not the time to catch fish early in the day. And now you want me to cast out multiple nets. Simon said, Master, we've toiled all night. We're professional fishermen. We know how to do this. We honor you, Master, as a teacher, but you're not a fisherman. We know how to do this. Think about it from Simon's perspective. He just began recently hearing Jesus even preach. And we've caught nothing. But then something shifted. Something shifted. Simon was whining. Have you ever whined at something Jesus wanted you to do? You know, I have. I don't want to do that. You know, I know better. Huh. We've toiled all night. We've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. In the New King James Version, Young Literal, what Simon did was cast down one net. When you go back to 5:4, now this is part of the keys. This is part of the revelation of this teaching for us in business. Jesus said in 5:4, launch out in the deep, one boat, launch out in the deep and cast down your nets. The implication is there's more than one net in that boat. Did you catch that? There's more than one net already in the boat. Cast down your nets. One boat. Simon said, nevertheless, I will cast down the net. We're not going to get into a discussion of, okay, is that the right translation or is another the right translation? Let's play it out the way this is written as a hypothetical situation that you might face. Jesus may say, I want you to go into these cities. I want you to expand your product lines into these areas. I want you to cut back these customers. What? Fire some customers. I've had to fire customers in the past. He says, cast out your nets. But Simon said, at your word, okay, I've heard you. I'll cast out one net. So what can we learn from that? Several things. Key number 9. Our natural reflex to an illogical idea, a head-led idea, an experience-led idea, is to tell Jesus why it won't work. Jesus, that's not going to work here. He knows better. Sometimes we got to back up and say, okay, yes, your will be done, not mine. I faced that in switching from a for-profit business to a business ministry. I wrestled with Jesus for many months on that until I said, your will is better. Your way is better. So I've gone through that. That's not going to work for me, but it has, and it will continue to work. Key number 9 is that it may sound illogical, head-led, and it won't work. Well, guess what? You've got to work your way through that and trust Jesus. Key number 10, toiling under your own strength and under your own knowledge is often worthless. If you're in toil, then it's probably not from Jesus. And what do I mean by that? The Bible says that the Lord takes great pleasure in the prosperity, the shalom of their servants, and with it there is no toil. There is no gruesome labor. You're going to work hard, but when it becomes toilsome, that's a whole nother teaching. When it becomes toilsome, it's probably not of the Lord. That's key number 10. Key number 11, do you see how each of these are building toward a supernatural harvest? You've got to work through these. These are keys to get you ready to receive that supernatural harvest. Number 11 from Luke 5:5. Putting Jesus' word, his word, into action is the best way to bring about your supernatural harvest. Peter threw out one net. Jesus asked him to throw out two nets. Putting his word fully into effect is the best way to step toward your supernatural harvest. And let's continue that now with verse 6. We've gone through verses 1 through 5. Now, we'll quickly go through the last of the keys. They build one upon another, and this is where it gets really cool. Luke 5:6. And when Peter had done this, they threw out, remember, it's the net. They caught a great number of fish, and their net, singular net, was breaking. They caught so many fish, the net was breaking. Key number 12, your obedience determines the size of your supernatural harvest. Need I say more? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Your obedience determines the size of your supernatural harvest. Key number 13, apparently, Peter only partially obeyed, casting out the one net, and he almost missed his supernatural harvest. I wanted to say it two different ways. Obedience is the best. He almost missed it by not fully obeying what Jesus said. And number 14, you're going to enjoy this because now this gets to be really encouraging. Key number 14, one net may not be big enough for your supernatural harvest. I've asked myself, okay, let's say 100,000 people want to join my email list at drjimharris.com for all the latest news, all the latest updates, stuff you don't hear on the show, more and different. I'd say 100,000 people decided to sign up today. Is my net, is my newsletter net system big enough to handle 100,000 people? I hope it is. I'm going to go back and check after the show to see that it is, because God can do anything supernaturally. So one net may not be big enough. That's why I consider what those nets you need to cast might be. Let's move on to Luke 5:7. Because the catch was so great in the one net, so they, Peter, and whoever was on the boat with Simon, signaled to their partners. They had a partnership. There was more than just a standalone, one guy in one boat. Signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so they both began to sink. Do you see how the supernatural favor, the harvest, just kept growing and growing? Key number 15, Simon's supernatural harvest spilled over into his partners, even though Jesus only spoke to Simon. Remember that? He only spoke to Simon, but Simon's supernatural harvest overflowed to all of his partners. Think about how Jesus spoke to Joseph for their 7 years of famine into 7 years of greatness. There's so many more that parallel what Simon learned. Key number 16, Jesus' supernatural harvest fills your nets and your boats. Now we're going beyond nets. Now we got multiple boats to overflow. Your cup runneth over. Don't ever limit what God can do through favor, through his desire to bless you supernaturally in your business. When you do exactly what he asks you to do in the way he asks you to do it. Number 17, Key number 17, as you progress toward your supernatural business harvest. Number 17, ensure your nets are strong enough to handle the supernatural harvest. Goes back to what I said just as a silly example on my email mailing list, my newsletter, weekly mailing list. I'm going to go back and see how big, you know, what I have in my system. Can I hold another 20,000, which I believe we need another 20,000 in our email list. So come join us if you haven't at drjimharris.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Number 18, I'm going through these quick, but they build quickly. I want this to be an excitement, an exhortation for you, how you can start building toward your supernatural business harvest. Number 18, this is really cool. This is from the perspective of those guys on the beach, his partners on the beach, that were watching on the shore, watching what was happening in Peter's one boat and Simon's one boat. Supernatural business harvest key number 18, hang around others who are obeying Jesus' instructions to receive a portion of their supernatural overflow. Now, did you hear that? If you're not receiving it yourself, you need to hang around others that are receiving that supernatural overflow so you can get in that same stream, and that overflow will very likely and very often come to you with revelation, with wisdom, with knowledge, with discernment, with connections, with partnerships. Number 18, hang around others around you that are already experiencing this supernatural favor. And guess what? It's going to flow into you as well. Last verse in this lesson of the 20 keys to a supernatural business harvest comes out of Luke 5, verses 8 and 9. Two more to go. Two more keys. Luke 5, verses 8 and 9. When Simon saw it, he fell on his knees at Jesus' knees. And when he saw it, two boats, multiple nets, overflowing with a harvest. When Simon saw it, he fell down on his knees, saying, "Depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who heard him were astonished at the catch of the fish which had been taken. Here's what it's simply what Simon did. Number 19, one of the keys to your supernatural business harvest. Number 19, your supernatural business harvest should make you fall upon your knees and worship Jesus. It should make you fall upon your knees and worship. The first thing you should do is glorify God for your supernatural increase. He directed. He gave. You received. And now glorify him through to number 20. Number 20, this is where it gets incredibly good beyond your supernatural business harvest. Key number 20 to your supernatural business harvest. Don't miss this. Everyone around you will be astonished at your supernatural business harvest, whether they're a believer or not. Everyone else will be amazed at that. How did that happen? How did you step into that? And guess what? That is your time to not only witness to the unsaved, but also to exhort, to encourage, and to help equip men and women like you and me that are Christians to step into their own supernatural business harvest. 20 keys, 20 lessons, 20 revelations on how you can step into your supernatural business harvest, Luke 5, verses 1 through 9. Now, here's the activation for you. Here's the activation. I'm going to encourage you. I don't often do this on the shows. I was chatting with a new friend of mine in Iowa just last week. He says, "Jim, I listen to your shows 7, 8, 10 times. I go back and just listen and re-listen and re-listen." I was so humbled by that gentleman saying that. So humbled that there are those out there, perhaps you're one, that listens to these. It's not to hear my voice. It's to hear what God is saying through me. Holy Spirit is saying through me to you. I am simply his oracle. Jesus invited me to be his teacher, to teach God's people their unfair advantage in business. So it's not me you're listening to. I pray. It is Holy Spirit speaking through me to you. He says, "I listen to you over and over and over again." This is what I'm encouraging you to do on this show. Listen to this again. Write these down in your journal. Literally write them down. When you write something down besides type, when you write it down, you're three times more likely to remember it. I'm encouraging you to listen to this show again and write down these 20. Put them in your own language. Put them in your own style. But these are 20 keys so that you can be encouraged, equipped, and ready with your nets at the point of breaking for a supernatural business harvest. That's today's show. I wanted to have this standalone teaching. And let me suggest this to you. If you're not already supporting Dr. Jim Harris Ministries, here's an easy way to do it. You can come to drjimharris.com. You can go to partner. There's a partner tab. You can partner with me. I just so desire to have more monthly partners so I can expand what we're doing, so we can go into more mediums, that we can hire more staff and more team to get these messages out. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of more teachings like this that we can get out. We just need the resources to get it there. And perhaps by casting out this net today, you might want to become a monthly contributing partner like so many others are doing. I pray for our partners every single day by name. I pray for you every single day. So I encourage you to do that. If you prefer, a quick and easy way to partner with Dr. Jim Harris is that you can text. You can text partner to 53555. You can text partner to 53555. You can automatically sow into Dr. Jim Harris Ministries. I encourage you to consider that too. Hope you've enjoyed today's lesson on 20 keys to your supernatural business harvest. You follow this just like Simon did and get ready to catch a huge harvest for the glory of God to fund the end time harvest. We'll see you next week on the Unfair Advantage Show. Thanks for joining us.